A few days ago, while scrolling through the television channels, I came upon that doyen of the cookery programme, Mary Berry. Looking directly at the camera, Mary asked, "Are you feeling Christmassy?" While the Christmassy thing offers various festive menus, which offer the questionable promise of the big day becoming a memorable day, Christmas itself promises only that about which the angels sang, "On earth, peace to people of goodwill." In the tranquility of our church, this morning Mass offers us an oasis of peace, in which we are gently drawn into the presence of Jesus himself, who asks for nothing but our love. This truth is further emphasized for us by the children of the parish, who have brought to Mass today, from their family crib, the infant Jesus for the Bambinelli blessing. These little figurines, with their smiling faces and arms outstretched, reassure us that God does indeed smile upon each of us and tenderly embraces us in his love. Some say that Christmas is only for children, which in fact is entirely true, because Christmas is for all God's children, and that includes everyone, the big and the small, you and me. It is a celebration of our faith. In the scripture readings of the Advent Masses, we encounter John the Baptist. John reminds us that what we celebrate at Christmas is far from sentimental. His function was not only to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus, but also to point him out when he came. But John pointed not to a baby Jesus, but to the adult Christ, the one who fulfilled the prophecies, the Saviour who died for us, rose from the dead, and is present today among us. By the example of his own witness to Christ, John the Baptist challenges us to witness to the presence of Christ in today's world, even when life is far from straightforward, and perhaps even fraught with difficulties. He dares us to do that which he himself had to do. That was to look beneath the superficialities of life and to ask, what is the meaning of my life? What gives my heart deep down joy? These are important questions, and their importance is underscored by the question sent by John to Jesus from the darkness of Herod's dungeon. Are you the one to come, or have we got to wait for someone else? This is a somewhat scandalous question, because John had witnessed the Holy Spirit descend upon Jesus at the Jordan, and had himself said, "Yes, I have seen, and I am the witness that he is the chosen one of God." That had been an occasion of deep joy for John. It had given meaning to his whole mission. Yet, as he faced a cruel and senseless death, he became anxious, not only about the success of his mission and the purpose of his life, but also about the truth of God's promises. John's predicament shows us that it is one thing to witness to Christ in the bright sunshine on the banks of the Jordan, quite another in the darkness of Herod's dungeon. In our everyday lives, we are sometimes aware of the presence of Christ. Moments when the truth of the gospel and the love of Christ overwhelms us with its beauty and joyfulness. Such a moment may be found in the stillness and peace of the Christmas night mass. Yet, like John the Baptist, it is our task to seek and to find Christ in our world, despite its disappointments, frustrations, complications, and darknesses. The fact that our world is other than it might be does not alter the truth that Christ is present in it, and that his plan for the salvation of humanity has not been and will not be frustrated. We can be certain that all will be done according to his will. In life's bleak moments, Jesus says to us that which he said to John: "Blessed are those who do not lose faith in me." We face a real challenge in this Advent season. In the rush and stress of these weeks, it is possible to lose sight of what Christmas is all about. What is the point of Christmas decorations if our lives are not filled with the Christian virtues? Are not Christmas lights meaningless if the light of Christ does not shine in our lives? Is not a happy Christmas one in which our hearts are blessed with peace? This makes obvious why in Advent the celebration of the Sacrament of Penance is of such significance. May we all hear and accept the invitation to participate in that beautiful and gentle sacrament. Then, like Mary our mother, and with her, we can all say, "My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy is his name. Amen."